Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in our studios. Jim Tyler of Atlantic is in with us this morning. Jim is the executive chairman of the Atlantic Bottling Company. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for your time.
You betcha.
Well, it's always exciting when folks are talking about or enjoying Coke, but it's getting more exciting by the day. Come October 1st, the largest expansion in the history of Atlantic Bottling Company will take effect. And I know you're pretty excited about that.
You bet.
You had an opportunity to move into almost all of the state of Iowa, in addition to parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, a little bit of Missouri there as well. It's amazing the amount of growth that you're going to see overnight come October 1st.
That's certainly true. We go from a little over 200 employees. Overnight, we'll have about 700 employees. And instead of having two locations, one in Atlantic and one in Waukee, we'll have a total of 9 locations. I have one in Spirit Lake, Mason City, Ames, Ottumwa, Cedar Rapids, Dubuque, and the Quad Cities. Instead of doing business 100% in Iowa, we'll be doing business in a little bit of Minnesota, a little bit of Wisconsin, a little bit of Illinois, a little bit of Missouri. But mainly, we're an Iowa company. We're proud to be an Iowa company. We're going to be an Iowa company. We're not moving. Our production facilities here in Atlantic will remain. If anything, it'll get larger. We're certainly going to keep our people busy.
It sounds like, I mean, obviously it's a pretty exciting thing for you and your family and the company as a whole, but the employees, I've talked to a few of them over the last few weeks as well, and they mentioned something about this. They all sound excited about it as well.
Well, they are, I think, and I'm glad they are excited about it, because what we're doing with this expansion, their job will be better in a lot of ways. And certainly the people in these other communities that I mentioned, their jobs are going to be better. We're a family-owned business. My four girls, daughters, and my son and I own the business. And we've been here in business, not here in Atlantic, but we've been in business 107 years, and we're working now on in the second 100.
Is it hard to imagine, though, to sit back and think about where things have gone from the very beginning, when your father and your uncle happened to find a piece of paper that allowed you to start Coca-Cola franchising a long time ago, and look to where it's come?
Oh, I don't know what my dad had say if he was here today, and about it, all this expansion. And right now we don't owe anybody any money, but that's going to change the 1st of October by substantially, and it's all got to be paid for and paid back. But we have a good business, and we're proud of our business. We're proud of our people. That's really what's made our company, is we just have a lot of good, dedicated people. I think over 25% of our employees have been with us over 20 years. But that's when I tell people that 85% of what we produce here in Atlantic goes to Waukee, the general answer is, why don't you move the plant to Waukee? And I said, that's very simple. It's one word, and it's people.
Well, they've been loyal to you. You've been loyal to them. It works both ways.
Well, I'd like to think so. We have a pretty good good benefit program. We have a profit-sharing program. I tell them right up front, if we make money, and we're a profit-making business, and if we make profit, we'll share it with you. If we don't make anything, there's nothing to argue about.
You bet. There are a lot of logistics with regard to an expansion like this. How do you handle such a large expansion so fast like this?
Oh, boy. It's well, like I say, we've been working on it 3 years, and it all culminates on the 1st of October. But we bought, I think, 16 new Kenworth tractors. We got 17 new trailers coming. We're increasing the number of routes from 95 to 120 or something. But one of our main things is we're going to improve the service to all of our customers, and especially in the new territory. We when our customers needed equipment service prior to October 1st, they had an 800 number they called, and somebody in Tampa answered the phone. Well, now it's going to, our call-in center is going to be in Waukee, and there'll be people that can speak English. and they'll know something about where these people are.
They can point local to the map. You've had to know exactly what you're talking about. Absolutely. Well, you're doing this in a fashion where it's been going on for a period of months and years now and making this transition. Part of that process is not just the logistics of buying the things that you need for the expansion, but also keeping all those other employees of those current facilities informed. I know you've had a lot of meetings with them. Good feedback?
We've had a meeting in each of the areas with the people that are now employed there. The common refrain is, we can't wait. And that pleases us that we've got a reputation out there that people know about. And they look forward to working with us, not for us, with us. And I think it'll be good for everybody.
Mm-hmm. New challenges, learning a lot.
Big challenges. The IT part of it has been the biggest single headache we've had is the IT part of it. We've not had good experience with CenturyLink. We just haven't had good experience with anybody yet, and it's been a real pain. The rest of it has been not all that bad. There's a lot, as you might expect, to do, and some of our employees here have gone out to all these locations, talked to the people they're going to be dealing mm-hmm. with, and so they get to know us and we get to know them. It's certainly, and they have, the Coca-Cola company has been extremely helpful to us. They had 21 people in Des Moines the other day meeting with our people, and then not just once, but several times. We had about a half a dozen representatives of the company at each of these locations when we met with the employees there, so they could tell them what was going to happen, and we could tell them from our standpoint what was going to happen. And the company has been extremely helpful, and they have this on the 30th or 31st, whatever it is, they have it down to hour by hour what's going to happen in each of these seven locations. Mm-hmm. So there'll be my son won't be going to the University of Iowa game that Saturday, I'll tell you that.
Got some work to do. Well, I know some folks might be wondering, so how are you buying these out? Are you buying them from other individual bottlers? And the answer is actually, Coke, like some other large corporations, had some ideas about franchising, and they decided to pull some of that back and do more in-house instead of franchising them out to the local companies like yours. They've realized that that's probably not the greatest idea, and this gave you an opportunity to get in.
It certainly did. At one time, there was over 1,000 independent Coca-Cola bottlers in the United States. That figure got down to about 60, and then the company finally figured out that they knew how to make and sell concentrate, but they weren't the great experts in operating a bottling plant. So now, it's been about 3 years ago now that Kirk and I heard that they might be refranchising the United States. And we went down to Atlanta after we had talked with the family to decide whether or not, in fact, we wanted to expand, because we were getting along pretty good with the Des Moines franchise and what we had to start with. Anyway, we went to Atlanta and talked with Sandy Douglas, the president of Coca-Cola North America, and told him we'd be interested in being part of the refranchising, if that were to be. Mm-hmm. They were very welcoming mm-hmm. to us. We've always had a good relationship with the people in Atlanta. Then the second time Kirk and I went down, we had sat down and figured out, well, if we could gain a couple counties on the perimeter of our territory all the way around, that looked like pretty good to us, because we didn't have Pella, we didn't have Marshalltown, we didn't have Ames, Denison. There was it just kind of rounded things out. And when we got done talking with Sandy said, "You might like to think a little larger." Well, jeepers creamy. When they came back with the map as it is now, we were really overwhelmed. But it's nice to be wanted. They really wanted us to take this. We didn't have to fight for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a big challenge, but it's a great challenge.
You talked earlier about your people, the people that your employees, the folks that really make things happen, and you. It's always been a two-way street. Good to them, they're good to you, kind of a thing.
Yep.
But it's also the communities that you deal with too, whether it's a matter of donating product for different types of events and things that come up through the schools and different mm-hmm. things, or it's been being supportive of different type of charitable causes, whether it's been your staff and employees being involved in committees and things in those communities. This really gives you the opportunity to branch out and reach a whole new group of folks from a charitable standpoint.
We intend to be active in every community that we serve, as we have been in the past. Iowa's been good to us, and we try to be good to Iowa in return. As I said, cooperation is a two-way street. It's not, but it's going to be good, and it's going to be a big challenge, but we're ready.
Going to be fun. Going to be fun to watch, too, from our angle. Jim, okay. Thanks so much for coming in here this morning. I appreciate you visiting with us and sharing with us a little bit about the expansion at the Atlantic Bottling Company, and we appreciate all that you've done.
You're very welcome. I'm glad to do it, and look forward to being in Atlantic.